Hi, it's Miss Beatrix. Today I will be reading a story called Break-In, Little Becky's First Gangbang. And this is written by username DarkScion069. And this was commissioned by D. Gray, one of our affiliated creators in the Pervert Paradise. You can find great, naughty, filthy captions that he posts within the server, and also has some hidden ones behind a paywall. So make sure you check his channel out to find more. And he's also writing some filthy, wonderful stories as well. So, the break-in, Little Becky's First Gangbang. Remember that this is fantasy. Me, D. Gray, the author, none of us condone the activities depicted in this story. It is strictly for adult entertainment purposes and for harm prevention and reduction. So enjoy this fantasy story. Shut the fuck up! The largest of men snarl at the slender housewife as the others ransack her house. He's already eyeing her like a delicious piece of meat, while the sounds of crashing, breaking things fill the home. They hadn't bothered to watch the house. They needed cash. And this rich neighborhood had it in spades. Shut up, he growls again, or I'll start cutting new holes, you stupid cunt. The knife he brandishes towards her looks far larger than is necessary. And then again, he's just over 6 feet tall himself and bulging with prison muscle. He doesn't need a knife. The sound of a little girl being woken up with a shriek cuts through their argument, though. Hey, 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 another voice calls from the depths of her house. We found a live one. Check out the pajamas on the little tyke. Bet her daddy gets all over this. I mean, damn. That slut's wearing fucking garters. He's smaller than the man holding her back with a blade, but he's well big enough to carry her little girl into the living room like a sack of potatoes. Her fingers are digging into the child's soft rear even before he hurls her onto the couch. Fuck, just look at this little thing, he growls, eyeing the little girl in her far too enticing clothing, while beginning to boldly stroke his growing arousal through his jeans. Her father must have had a few turns on her from time to time to dress her in revealing slutwear like that. Little Becky was completely unaware that anything was going on within the house. The little four-year-old sound asleep in her ever so exposing little top, panties, and garters, dreaming about all the fun she'd have tomorrow at preschool. And afterward with mommy once she got home. Maybe even daddy if he was around. It wasn't until her mother's cries and screams, which were soon muffled, reached her ears that the little black-haired girl moaned herself away and began looking around, just in time to come face to crotch with a massive, burly, smirking monster of a man she'd never seen before. His words left her crying out in fear for her mother as she was jerked into the air and carried into the living room. Eyes were already swelling with tears, some streaming down her face as she thrashed lightly and began making grabby hands for her terrified, sobbing mother. Mommy, it hurts. Make the man stop. Please, please, Mommy. Her high-pitched, angelic voice rang off the walls of a house with no neighbors to check in on. The 4-year-old had woken up into hell, her luscious, untouched, pristine body, the epitome of pureness and adoration, now being manhandled by what looked like, to her, the scariest of monsters to have ever walked the earth. She wasn't sure how many there were, but the 3 she could see standing around her and her mother were nothing like her father. They were much bigger and meaner, and she wanted nothing more than to crawl under her bed and hide from it all until they were gone. Hiding isn't an option because they surround her. Several men are busy dragging things off of the walls or shattering things on the floor for the sheer pleasure of destruction. But all of them are absolutely huge in comparison to the girl's mother, compared to her. They're the stuff of nightmares, titanic and vicious. The little piece of meat doesn't get to beg too much without someone slapping her across the face and hard. Stupid fucking baby cunt doesn't get it, does she? The one that slapped her snarls. No, Jerome, she's too fucking young to understand any of that. Just whip out your cock and start feeding the tyke. I'm gonna want to turn on that little baby fuck. Their words mean little, how can they? But the thick length of hard cock being exposed might just be a little familiar. Except Daddy's dick was so much smaller than these big hulking beasts with their scary black skin and sweat glistening muscles that are revealed as a couple of them start to strip. Hell, no one even pays the mother any attention. All the eyes are on the cute little baby as powerful fingers grab her by the head and drags her over to the arm of the couch. It's perfectly crotch level, and the monstrous cock slaps against her wiggling backside, grinds against her little rear, and those sheer big girl panties. His thick tip drools slimy pre-cum across her back, right up there between her shoulder blades. Every inch, he promises her, fingers gripping the toddler's hips, holding her still so he can grind and hump against that little rear. Fuck, this looks like a tight fit, man. The monstrous hulk behind her mutters under his breath as his fingers hook underneath the waistband of those panties and starts to slowly slide them down. Bent over, legs dangling far, far from the ground, he can see more than just her sweet little ass. That kitty pussy is every bit as vulnerable, every bit exposed as the panties make their slow way further down her little struggling thighs. The sweet little girl certainly stopped her pleas for her mother and father once she felt her face backhanded so ruthlessly, the 4-year-old shocked and stunned for the briefest of moments before she was sobbing and hanging her head, drool and spit running from her mouth as she cried and twisted against the powerful hands working her over. She couldn't make out what they were saying, at least, not around the screaming, begging sounds of her mother in the distance. Those suddenly came to an end, though, just as the 4-year-old was tossed down across the edge of the couch and left to jut her plump, creamy ass into the air and against the newly exposed crotch of one of those massive black demons. She shook all over, trying to crawl away, flailing to move an inch, though, against those powerful hands. The toddler was soon a frothing toy as she looked back and widened her gaze at the sight of that monstrous cock. She knew what it was. Daddy had played with her before. Daddy's cock, though, it wasn't half the size of these when fully hard. And father or not, when Daddy played with her, it always hurt more than it felt good. Which meant this would hurt even worse. Such was her logic. Yet she couldn't stop him from exposing her sex. That tight, creamy little asshole winking between her cheeks and up at the black man's hungry gaze, swallowing the underside of his cock as he let it flop between them and up her spine. Further down was her succulent, tight, ever-fresh little four-year-old pussy, shivering in fear like the rest of her body and promising a stupidly tight fit for anything more than a couple fingers at most.
No, please, mommy, make them stop,
she cried, throwing her head around, cheeks flushed and streamed with tears.
Big, too big,
she mindlessly added, knowing these monsters were nothing like her father. That monstrous cock slides slowly up and down against the cleavage of her pert little ass, slowly pulling back, lowering until her plump thighs are forced to spread around the head. His fingers are like a steel trap, biting into the luscious baby flesh of her hips, pinning her in a place like a helpless doll as he works the tip of his drooling tip against that tight little pussy. Oh, it won't take much of him, but he wanted to pop that cherry, let someone else gut the baby whore. He was going to pop her fucking cherry and rape her fucking womb up into her guts. The thought of it excites him nearly as much as the feeling of that horrible black weapon smearing up and down her little baby slit. But God, does it feel good when he starts to push forward. Her little hole fights valiantly, but he's just too damn strong. The boundaries of her little body means nothing to him, and the agony of him even trying to work the tip into her little hairless slit is like a searing spear splitting her, ripping her. Of course, it isn't long before someone gets tired of her screaming, so a heavy hand slaps across her tender little face. And again, eventually it's a fist slamming into her cute little nose. Fucking talk if you got something to say, you little fucking pig fuck. One of the men snarls. But the screaming is just getting fucking old. Then again, what man doesn't like being told that his dick is too big? What cock doesn't throb at a sweet little voice begging him, certain that he can't mean to kill her, certain that it must be an accident and he'll stop when he knows she can feel her entrails moving around inside? Or at least he knows that her tummy shouldn't bulge like that or try to stop it with little hands. The tiny baby fuck was a sobbing mess at this point, crying for help, drooling all over the couch beneath her, legs spread apart and body shaking uncontrollably as she felt that monstrous cock slipping down between her creamy little thighs and pressing against her tight, succulent little cunt. Stone hard hands grip and hold her in place firmly, promising no form of escape. Seconds later, she feels that monstrous black dickhead pressing in against her cunny, spreading those lips apart before plugging them full, the mushroom head of that cock still needing help getting fully inside. The girl's back arches head flying up and thrashing about as she screams in response, only for such screams to turn into gurgles, and then, after a nose-breaking punch, gurgles turn into gagging, retching, coughing sounds. Blood spatters down across her lips, chin, neck, and down between her pert little tits, as little fingers reach behind herself and try to push away at the monster's hips. The splitting, tearing sound of flesh being forced to accommodate something so huge reaching her ears. Blood was soon running from both halves of the four-year-old as she let her upper half fall against the couch, eyes wide and streaming tears, gurgling and sobbing, shaking her head what little she could, staring across the room at her restrained mother as she was forced to watch that monstrous black cock rip her tight, innocent little toddler pussy apart. Soon enough, he did manage to get plugged inside of her, the first few inches enough to grind her cervix into her womb, and then womb up into her stomach. The sheer size difference between her and that black stud, amazingly lopsided.
Mommy, please, hurts.
She cried, coughing up a mouthful of blood and sobbing all the while. He's barely halfway in when he starts pulling back and slamming his weight down onto that little toddler cunt, her bleeding little hole ripping around his cock while she's forced to take it and take it. Fortunately, he doesn't last very long and his cock is still only halfway in when the first twitches of his release starts. He angles himself fucking down against her with short, pistoning thrusts that shake the little girl's entire body. But pinned between a cock and a hard place, her yielding flesh gives, and she takes another few inches before the beast plowing her baby cunt wars his conquest, and thick seed starts erupting inside of her. The cum burns her torn little pussy, filling her up with the scalding jizz. Another few thrusts, a last moment of that terrible cock grinding into her ripped womb, and then he pulls back, leaving her gaping, ruined pussy oozing jizz and dark blood, as the next person steps up to take his turn. This time it's much easier for him to slip into her little cunt, but he seems less intent on fucking her, and more intent on using his cock as a battering ram to plunge balls deep into her sweet, hairless fuckhole. And all the while the baby pussy is taking a pounding, another is moving around in front of her, stroking his monstrous cock right in front of her little battered lips. He times it, waits for her to start begging, just so he can cut the words off by taking a firm grip of her little skull and plowing into that open, slobbering mouth. It's messy, but it's hot and tight, and isn't that all a black dick really needs? A tiny hole to rip open? A little baby fuck to rape into oblivion? Pray to be torn asunder by vicious predators and their rock-hard cocks. He's every bit as gentle as the one jackhammering into her from behind, and within a matter of minutes, they have settled into a steady pace, spit-roasting that sweet little baby girl between big, powerful thighs that care nothing for her tender holes or even her survival. Blood is as good as lube as the snot-nosed little tyke needs. The toddler fuck whore took the fucking as best as she could, which looked nothing short of horrid from the outside. The 4-year-old bent over the edge of the couch, a stream of blood splattering from her cunt with every slam given to her lower half. That tight, yet ripped and torn toddler pussy, twitching and being forced to eat more and more of that fat black dick as the seconds passed. Her eyes roll up into her skull when he begins slamming downward and coming, tongue falling free and drooling, much like the snot running from her nose as she sobs and gurgles, feeling womb being crammed up against intestines, guts, and stomach. Her belly wasn't supposed to feel things like these. It wasn't supposed to protrude from her body like it was. But it only did so, and more, as that thick, massive load of cream was deposited within her. Only for another to take his place immediately thereafter. If her mother was still alive, the woman would have been offering her own body in exchange for her daughter's, begging them to use her instead, that she'd give them anything they could want if it meant ceasing the spectacle before her. Watching as her daughter was suddenly spit-roasted, 4-year-old filled from both ends with brutal, massive cock that truly showed no remorse or care for the tiny, breakable body between them as they slammed forward and destroyed the fleshy holes. Her mouth drooled blood, cunt splattered open and twitching as thick, veiny black cock began fucking deeper and deeper into her body, her neck bulging obscenely as sheer strength and might force that pull of meat down her throat. Nostrils flared and bubbled with snot and spit as she rolled her eyes up into her skull, gurgling, moaning, sobbing around the two cocks as she was impaled between them, slowly being fucked to death by these monsters, monsters who were likely not close to done with her yet. While her little girl is suffering her first and last brutal gangbang between two hulking 6-foot-plus brutes, her mother is forced to do more than just watch. She has to serve. They tell her in no uncertain terms that her baby girl is the better fuck, but she can get them and keep them good and hard while they wait their turn. So her hands are forced around their thick shafts, easily thicker than her fist. More like as thick as a baseball and almost as long as her fucking arm or that sweet toddler's leg. And she gets to slobber on them, being slapped into submission or flat out beaten if she doesn't do exactly what she's fucking told. And she's told quite a bit while she watches her daughter take a second load in her baby slit, only to start drowning while she gurgles for air underneath another thick load of chunky cotton cheese like jizz. Then the man she's just been forced to serve, his cock still glistening with mother's throat slime, steps up behind that tiny toddler, foaming at the mouth, incident even as her tight, untouched ass cheeks are spread open. And God, that tiny hole looks divine. The perfect tiny target for the inches thick monster that just obliterates that little hole as he pushes his tip against her. Her ass doesn't just open, it stretches, and he can see it spreading open, accepting, taking him. But the tight muscle just isn't big enough. And as yet another hard cock silences her mewling screams, her asshole splits, tight baby rear opening and just taking it. Her flesh is forced inwards as if he's fucking her asshole into her little body. But that's just the sheer size of him at work. He has to work his way into her while she's throating cock, unable to do more than gurgle her screams. Her ass is split open, ripped apart, a merciless cock. His face is a mask of concentration, a grimace of focused determination as his fingers bite into her hips and he starts slamming into her, angling himself so every bit of 300 pounds of muscle drops onto that juicy baby butt, all of it placed right behind the merciless, battering ram of murderous black cock. The little girl can do absolutely nothing but lay there between the monster-like men and take the spit roasting. Her body was nothing compared to their own, hardly as big as the cocks they were slamming into her gaping, broken form from both sides. Her eyes were rolled up into her skull, snot and foam running down her face, across her neck and tits, as her back was arched upwards and throat was obscenely bulged outwards, much like her stomach, as it was crammed full of dick. She's completely unaware of what's happening to her mother, yet still conscious enough to realize the agony and pain she's in every single second passes. Her tight little four-year-old snatch quivers and takes its second load of nigger cum with no choice, her stomach bulging further outwards from the excessive mess of thick, chunky dick slop, all while her throat did the same from the other end. Her jaw was nearly snapped at this point, nuts slapping against her chin as she snorted against pubes and gurgled her agony between the two monsters. She was hardly aware of when that ended, her mind so cloudy at this point that all the four-year-old toddler could do was sob and gag, retch and moan as it continued. She felt her mouth and cunt suddenly empty, each hole gushing blood and cum afterward, only for another sensation to rest against her backside. She gurgled out another incoherent plea before she felt that monstrous fuck pole being pressed against her tiny little dime-sized crown. This was truly impossible. Not even Daddy had fucked her there, and that hole was way smaller than her pussy. It didn't matter, though, and a shrieking sob escaping both she and her mother as the brute began pressing downwards on her trapped form. He made it fit, the hole ripping and stretching apart, blood trickling free from all around that poor little anus and coating his cock in it as he fucked her asshole into her body, those plump cheeks wiggling and shaking in response. The toddler's body twitched and tensed up, her innards further being distorted as he began ramming into her, ramming her guts into her stomach as her prostate was destroyed and her asshole was turned into an equally destroyed and horrific excuse for a fuckhole. Of course, the gang-fucked little tyke can do nothing but take it. That baby whore deserves nothing more than the monstrous nigger dicks slamming into her, gouging her little holes out as they rape their way to her core. It's impossible for her to take them all, but she does, again and again. They hate fuck her into the couch for long minutes that stretch into hours. Each time a load of cum is dumped into her baby holes, her mother is forced to clean the monstrous dicks off and get them hard again, just so they can take another turn on her little girl's wrecked body. they pass hours by using her, taking turns, running a train on the toddler little baby fuck. Even her mother loses count of how many times her little girl has been shifted around and fucked. They spend a long time fucking her over the arm of the couch, but eventually someone picks her up, holding her entire weight up by just her hair and his grip on her skull as he throat rapes the dangling baby girl with vicious intensity. Others drag her into their laps, not forcing her to ride them so much as jerking her little body up and down like a fuck doll, savoring the sensation of her ruined ass gripping them, of her slick innards wet and slimy along the links of their plunging dicks. Of course, it gets worse. They don't stop until she's taking 3 cocks at once. Balls deep in her little body. Her mother, the horrified witness, can barely imagine how all of that thick cock can fit into her little girl, especially when they start double and triple teaming her. It gets messy, but even with her jaw dislocated because of the time 2 of them tried to force their cocks into her slobbering mouth at once while she sobbed brokenly, and pieces of little girl guts being ripped out of her gaping holes, stuck to or wrapped around monstrous, thrusting cocks. They don't stop. They just keep fucking. Her horrified mother is forced to watch as they just keep pounding her baby into messy, ruined oblivion. The kinder slut could do absolutely nothing but endure the entirety of the gang fuck, at least until she was no more. Cock after monstrous nigger cock slamming into her gaping cunt, her split asshole, her unhinged jaw, over and over for hours on end. They'd broken into the house around midnight or so, and the morning sun seemed like it was beginning to rise when it finally showed signs of coming to an end. Not that she'd know. Things began to break and give away when they got too hungry. Mother was sobbing and begging all while cleaning and servicing those bloodied monster cocks before they would head back for 10ths, 11ths, 15ths, watching as the impossible was dealt upon her dying little angel. The 4-year-old had been conscious and alive in a never-ending state of agony as blood coated her entire front side. The brutal face fucking and beating, which turned into 2, 3, 4 cocks being crammed into her at once, proved more than enough to do her in after a few runs. Those little arms and legs of hers began growing limp, her struggles being rekindled every few minutes when the numerous cocks in her body would rip away, pulling her insides with them, only for others to take their spot. Each time, though, she'd go limp for a bit longer, over and over for the better part of an hour until finally, when they tried one last thing, her fragile, destroyed body could take no more. She wasn't sobbing at this point, merely a rag doll of bloodied flesh being passed between monstrous nigger cocks. Her neck snapped as 2 of them plunged down into her unhinged jaw, neck bulging horridly and tearing open halfway down. Her cunt, which was a sickly, gaping hole, was gaping so massively that it and her asshole nearly touched. Each having been double stuffed at one point in time so far, but never both holes harboring 2 at once. She couldn't get enough air. Insides being fucked into mush, ribs destroyed, guts more around the floor and the feet, face, and lap of her mother than anywhere else at this point. Her eyes were rolled completely up into her skull, and those arms and legs of hers went limp permanently then. Her entire body suddenly loosening as a final gurgling sob escaped the four-year-old. 4 years old, fucked for hours on end, even after she was dead. Raped by monstrous niggers who'd shown no compassion for the beautiful little angel. She died on their cocks and would remain on them long after.